Tackling supply chain disruptions. The Biden administration is out with a plan that includes creating a supply chain task force with the goal of restoring U.S.-based manufacturing lost to other countries over many years and diversifying U.S. sources of foreign-made raw materials. Among other things, the report calls for using the Defense Production Act, establishing a trade strike force to go after unfair foreign trade practices, and creating a financing program for U.S. manufacturing and infrastructure under the Export-Import Bank. The ongoing computer chip shortage slowing new car production is making used cars more valuable than ever. On average, used car prices have risen a record 17% over the last year. Ernie Garcia is CEO of Carvana.
Cars that would have been worth around $15,000 in January today, depending on what type of car it is, it might be worth $17,000 to maybe even close to $20,000. So they've appreciated quite a bit.
A lot of what folks did last year was travel via car and do road trips and outdoor activities. And I think that there's some continued desire to do that. And so we actually are seeing those SUVs and midsize SUVs continue to really be popular.
Shift.com's Toby Russell says demand is so high that a typically depreciating asset could now be worth more than it was if you drove it off the lot in the last 2 years.
Odds are your car is worth more now than it was 3 or 4 months ago.
NBC's Dan Sheneman reporting. America's corporate boardrooms are getting more diverse, sort of. A new report says board diversity among the Fortune 500 has only increased an average of 0.5% a year since 2004. And at that rate, it would take 53 more years to reach the goal established by the Alliance for Board Diversity. The report also says white women are being appointed to boards at 3 times the rate of minority women, and 0 Fortune 500 company boards have the number of minority members that match their numbers in the greater population. Consumer and business news, Joe McConnell, NBC News Radio.